Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, I want to continue the story I started yesterday about missionaries Mario and Diana Ganeda. They are from the Philippines, and they were both saved in the ministry of missionary Rick Martin there in Iloilo City, and got saved there and went to the college and then met and got married, and God called them to go to the country of Zambia in Africa. And they have been working there for 28 years now. Brother Martin had a privilege to attend the pastor's conference back in 2010 there in Zambia, and more than 40 pastors who had been trained were there. And of course, Brother Mario has done a great work and is still doing it. And he travels from village to village to preach. And he started a Bible college with the goal of training men to start churches. And that has worked greatly. And his graduates start churches by faith. The churches they start, they're in very primitive buildings with dried mud for the walls. By the way, I've been in many of those homes and churches made with sticks and mud. And when it rains hard, the walls begin to fall apart. And so they just put up another mud wall. Graduates started churches in a place next to the Zambezi River, and they use bicycles to ride everywhere they go. And bicycles are very helpful to those who pastor in rural areas like that. Brother Mario travels to see his graduates and will spend a day or two speaking to the men his graduates are training to preach. The Lord has blessed this ministry with many churches being started, and these men trained by Mario get busy, and the churches they start are doing well. He brought some of his staff members on a 10-hour train ride, and after that, they got on bikes and traveled another 50 kilometers, so that's about 30 miles. And beside a 30-mile bike ride, they had to walk a long way. And then we had sessions teaching some of the pastors and some of the men who are members of their churches. The graduates he trains go win people to Christ and plant a church. And it's a good strategy, and God has been so good to them. And others have done the same thing. Let me start the story of Josue Saturnero, missionary to Uganda. This man has been with his family in Uganda for 23 years. He and his wife went to Uganda with their daughter, Elhane, and she's graduated from Iloilo Baptist College about 4 years ago and has been working on the staff. And she's very close to my wife, Becky, and works with her in the ministry. And she's a very hard worker. Now, those missionaries in Uganda, they work with the people there, obviously, but the wife works with the female police officers who have visited the church there. And they started a church in Uganda almost 23 years ago, and they baptize in the river, and they have school ministry for the high school students. They have a Bible college, and then their churches that have been planted by their graduates, and on it goes. In fact, Brother Josue has started about 35 churches through his ministry there in Uganda. I've had the privilege, of course, being in Uganda on multiple occasions, and I hear great things about the works that these Filipino missionaries are doing there in Africa.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.